Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide. Excited to have you guys with me for today's episode and to jump into it, back into it, after last week talking about what you needed to know about the proposed NAR settlement. And over the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about what this really means for you as a realtor today, as a buyer's agent, and next week as a listing agent. So here's the thing. We'll do a quick recap, right? The NAR proposed settlement was a $418 million settlement that would not, you know, be official until this summer. But it basically was when the National Association of Realtors reached a settlement in a class action lawsuit about commissions. And so here's what you need to know as a buyer's agent. First of all, if you are a great agent, this should change absolutely nothing. I'll say that again. If you are a great agent, this should change absolutely nothing. You, if you're a good agent, have already been talking about how agents get compensated. Okay, do you know what that is, right? And if you don't know, then you are actually part of the problem and probably a reason there was a lawsuit to begin with. So we're going to kind of role play a little bit. Previously, and I coach realtors, you guys know I talk to dozens of realtors every single month. So often they would say to me that when they had a conversation with a potential buyer and the buyer said, well, how do you get paid? What would they say? Realtors, you should know this. So many that were not doing a good job were saying, oh, don't worry about it. We get paid by the seller. This is not the case, right? Now, this is kind of what led to this and why they said there was price fixing and all these things, because people would basically say, oh, I get paid X commission from the seller. And at the end of the day, guys, that is not the case. When your client signs a buyer agency, and they should be signing a buyer agency. And, you know, as we discussed on the last episode, it now will be required. But when your client signs a buyer agency, they are committing to pay you that percentage, whatever you negotiate with them. And yes, it is negotiable, right? For a listing, for a buyer, maybe you will work for a certain percentage, but you don't do this, that, or the other. Maybe you work for a higher percentage, but you're going to do all these extra things for them, right? I know we're talking about the buyer side today, but imagine you're listing a home and maybe you charge a certain fee to just put it into the MLS. Maybe you charge a different fee for professional pictures, an open house, social media advertising, all those sorts of things. So much of this is about knowing your value. You know, it's so funny. I am working with a client right now and they are under contract on a new build. And again, this was actually all happening as the settlement went down. They're buying a $600,000 property, but they asked me directly, how do you get compensated? And it's one of those questions we had to have. I'll just put it to you this way without specific numbers. The builder was offering something which is way below what I normally get paid. And actually, I would have brought it up, but the client saw it and said, hey, explain this to me. And I said, well, yeah, the builder is offering you some incentives, so they've kind of cut commission to the buyer's agent. And they said, you know, we would have had a conversation, but they said, well, that's not right. We want to pay you. We want to this. And I won't get into the specifics of it, but what I will say is that on their new build, yes, I am getting paid a certain amount offered by the builder, and they are covering, the buyer is covering over $10,000 to cover the difference. They felt like I was worth a certain amount, and they said, if the builder's not paying you that, we want to pay it. And here's the things, guys. I just want you to see, if you're a buyer's agent, nothing should change if you did a good job, right? I used to say to my clients, well, this is how I get compensated. We can talk about this number. And sometimes the selling side does offer a certain amount of commission. If they offer this percentage, I will not ask you to cover the difference, or if it's somewhere close, if it's way lower, I would ask that you cover that, right? And that's an open and honest conversation with your clients, right? You know, when you go to a restaurant, right, you don't debate them about what they get paid or whatever. You know, I know many of us, we go to restaurants, we just expect to give a 20% tip or more. And we could debate about, oh, well, should the wages be higher? I'm not going to debate that. What I know is that when I go to a restaurant, the value of that meal is that I expect to also give a certain percentage of a tip. I don't debate that. I mean, I actually try to be a good tipper, even if the service is sometimes subpar, because I used to be a server. But the point is, I go in with that expectation. In the same way, your buyers should not be being told, right? And now you can't. They should have not have been told, well, you don't have to worry about it. The seller pays me. Right? Now, again, this is a proposed settlement. There are a lot of things to work out. And I, again, am not the legal expert. But I just want to give you some information. There's going to be a lot that has to be moved around, right? Because if a seller can offer compensation, but it's not in the MLS, what does that mean when we have a VA buyer where the buyer is not allowed to pay commission, right? Who is going to work with those people if they're not getting paid? So there is a lot to work out, but here's what I need you guys to hear and understand as a buyer's agent. Know your value. Know your value, right? You should believe in the work you do and, you know, work hard for that. You know, I was leading my membership call a few weeks ago, right after the settlement or the proposed settlement came out. And I said, you guys got to believe that you are worth whatever percentage it is you charge, which again is negotiable with the client. And I said, I actually believe realtors are underpaid. And someone like got all like flustered that I said that. And I said, look, I'm not saying I deserve more money. What I'm saying is I know that I work so hard that it is totally worth what they pay me as a seller's agent or buyer's agent. There are very few realtors that would probably stand up and boldly say, I'm underpaid. And again, I am not complaining. I'm very thankful for real estate and my clients trust me to buy or sell and the life it's given us and, you know, making a good income. That's not the point. But the point is this. Are you actually worth what you charge? Are you? Are you doing a good job? Are you going above and beyond for your clients? You know, it was so interesting because when this client decided to pay me the difference on this new build, right, and we had a conversation about what the commission would be and negotiated that together, they said, John, you've gone above and beyond. You're on every meeting, even though you don't need to be there with our builder. You're on every call. You respond to every email. And so before we even got to the commission piece, I was already setting myself apart. I was already going above and beyond, right? And so that is where, now again, there are certain buyers that don't have the money to pay the agent. That's all a conversation you will have to have. And I'm sure we'll talk more about it once the proposed settlement is finalized. But you need to know your value. Every single person you work with should be signing a buyer's agency contract. You should walk through that contract with them, right? You don't just say, oh, I sent you something to sign. So many people do that and it completely grinds my gears. You should walk through the consumer notice, right? Which talks about the type of agency relationships, and you should walk through the buyer agency. This should be a non-negotiable. So that first meeting with that client, you should be having a conversation about how you as the buyer's agent get compensated and what, if anything, that buyer would pay you towards that compensation. And again, lots of things will come down the pipeline. I'm sure I will share more as we go. But in the state of Pennsylvania, right, there is a buyer agency contract that your buyer should sign, and it should not be something that you just say, oh, I sent you a document, right? And I'm just going to pull one up real quick. It gives you the information. Now, this is Pennsylvania, guys. I'm just going through the docs I have, right? But it talks about the buyer and the broker information at the beginning. It makes sure that the buyer does not have a contract with another broker, right? It tells you when that buyer agency starts. So my last one I filled out started 3/18 and ends 9/18. I normally make them for 6 months. And then the next paragraph there talks about the broker fee, right? And it says, no association of realtors has set or recommended broker fee. That's basically their way of trying to, you know, they didn't want to get sued. That the paperwork says like that the buyer and the broker, right, the agent on behalf of the broker, set this fee together, right? So it says no association of realtors has set or recommended broker's fee. The broker and the buyer have negotiated this fee the broker will receive for exercising professional knowledge and skills in locating and assisting buyer in the acquisition of real property, which is available and suitable for the buyer. And then it talks about what that broker fee will be with a seller represented by a real estate broker and with a seller who is not represented by a real estate broker. So maybe for sale by owner. So this walks through it. This should have been gone through. You should be going through this already with your clients. And then you would talk about what, if any, of the broker fee is due at signing. I've always just had it paid at settlement. But this is the conversation you need to have with your clients. All right, what does that entire paragraph about the broker fee mean? Okay, who pays that? Not only does it say all of this about the broker fee, but then, and if you want to read it, if you're in Pennsylvania, you look at line 39, it says, it is the broker's policy to accept compensation offered by the listing broker. If the amount received from the listing broker is less than the amount in paragraph 2B1, and that was what I was reading about the percentage, in a purchase transaction, the buyer will pay the broker the difference unless seller agrees to pay the difference as terms of the agreement of sale. And so it's very clear the issue is, realtors, and how you can get better in this as a buyer's agent. The issue is it was not explained well. So many people got this signed by their client, didn't even explain it, and then said, oh, I get paid by the listing agent or the listing agent's company, or the seller pays me, right? So do you want to be a great buyer's agent coming forward? And, you know, as we talk about what this settlement means for buyer's agents, you need to be talking about and showing your value to the clients. You need to be serving their needs and doing a great job. And you need to have a discussion with them about what the compensation is and what they will pay you. Maybe if something is not offered by the seller, and we'll talk about that on the next episode, or maybe something is offered by the seller, but they agree to a certain percentage and, you know, the buyer covers the difference. So guys, this is so important. You want to be a great buyer's agent going forward, especially once this, you know, settlement is finally settled this summer. Show your value, know what you're worth, and explain it well to your clients. That's what you need to know as a buyer's agent, as this settlement and lawsuit kind of works itself out. So I hope this helps. On the next episode, we're going to talk all about the listing process, the listing side, and what this really means for you as a listing agent. But I hope today helped you a little bit think about how to be a better buyer's agent, what this means for you as a buyer's agent, and really honing into knowing your value and communicating that well to your buyers on how you get compensated and the work you do for the compensation, and showing them how you are really going to serve their needs and have fiduciary responsibility to them as the buyer to, you know, get the best deal on a home for them. So hope this helps. Appreciate you guys for listening. And we will talk to you guys next week, talking all about what the proposed settlement would mean for you as a listing agent. So thanks so much, and I'll see you guys on our episode next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.